feel alright. I feel alright tonight. And I'll bring you precious contraband and ancient tales from distant lands.
All right, all right, all right.
Hey now. Turn your lights down, way down low. But turn up that radio. It's Steve and Johnny. Johnny and Steve. Every night there's something new. You never know just what they do. Steve and Johnny. Johnny and Steve. Now you know where to go when you need a friend. Well, just tune your radio to WGN. No more blue Chicago nights. They're gonna make you feel all right. Steve and Johnny.
I wonder how many people just drove off the road because they thought, okay, I know it's a full moon tonight, but I didn't know it was going to be this scary.
Well.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back to your radio.
I get a little misty when I hear that song, though. I really do. Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Hi, Nick.
Hi. Hi. Steve and Johnny, it's their show right now.
That would be Johnny and Steve.
Oh, Johnny and Steve, that's right. Sorry
like the song
about that.
Says.
As the song says. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and I couldn't have these guys on at the top of the show without playing their theme. I used to hear that theme every Sunday night.
Yes, you did.
Because I would be on before you on Sundays for many, many years. How you guys doing?
Good.
Disgustingly good.
Yeah.
Great.
Just got back from Florida where it rained. It was literally like a biblical rain.
Oh, really?
15
inches.
Our part of Florida in 1 week, 15 inches.
You guys are close to the panhandle? Right?
We're on the panhandle.
Oh, man. Right, they got nailed.
Yep.
Yes, they did. So thank goodness I found the Prisma app because that's what I did.
Oh, yeah. I saw you did. You Prisma'd like a picture of me.
I did a number of pictures
of me
She's
or
gone
something.
Prisma crazy.
Yeah, no, tell everybody what this is in case they might not know what it is.
I think it's an excellent app. Steve tends to disagree with me. He says, honey, you shouldn't just take people's pictures off Facebook and then doctor them up. And I said, well, why do they put them on Facebook?
Yeah.
But of course, I was going stark raving mad, locked in the house and it just didn't rain. You didn't go out for fear that you're going to drive down a flooded road.
Yeah.
So thank goodness for Prisma, the app that allows you to turn a picture into a scene out of a comic book or an oil painting. And you were at the
Flashback
Weekend.
Convention, yeah.
And there were some great pictures of you. I thought the one that I cropped and doctored up, you looked fabulous, man.
Well, it takes a lot of cropping and a lot of doctoring. Let me just say hello like I always do in the morning to my crew here. Dan Chagrou is the great producer, also produced Steve and Johnny's show.
Howdy, how are you guys? Good to have you back.
Yeah. And in the newsroom is Vic Vaughn. You guys know Vic, right?
Yeah, hey, Vic.
Nick, Johnny, Steve.
Yeah.
Hello, guys.
Great. How are you? And
he may be the most romantic man. Forgive me, Steve, but that may be the most romantic man on the face of the earth.
Vic?
Aww. Oh, yeah.
I am in love, I must say.
He is, and he is very open about it. And I look at his post and I go, oh,
yeah.
Look, I got goosebumps just talking about
how is she doing? It was a 4-game sweep, Vic.
I told you,
she's a Brewers fan.
I left the broom in the.
Did you bring the broom out? Did you bring the broom out? Chase her around with it?
I got her pretty good yesterday.
That's another story.
Yeah.
And in traffic is the awesome Esmeralda Leon. Hi,
yes.
Esmeralda.
Hello, hello, everybody.
Hi there.
All right, so we're all here. Friday, we usually have some regular features. We are going to do them later on. Mm-hmm. We've got
Friday.
Fly Jam Friday, right?
Stick with us,
Steve.
Nick.
Why don't you go ahead and host the show? We've got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy all coming up. Also, Mike Lookinland, who played Bobby Brady on the Brady Bunch, is going to join us at 3 o'clock. He's going to be with you guys at the all-night flea market.
Right, on Saturday night.
And then the guys who put together the Beloit College Mindset List each year, they're going to join us at 3:30. So we got a jam show. And then at 4 o'clock, all our regular features, including Fly Jam Friday. But so tell me about this all-night flea market thing you guys are doing tomorrow.
This is so cool. But last week, we had a ball. We were out in Grays Lake.
We were.
and met some wonderful people. And the people who put on that that event.
That's a monthly event, but once a year they have a guitar music-centric show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we got pulled into it. And we were so impressed. And they said, you know, we've got this thing coming up Saturday night. Well, 100 years ago, we used to go out and do the all-night flea market. We would come out with our flashlights, and we would introduce mm-hmm. the celebrities, and that was under different management. And these folks from Zirko Promotions invited us out and said, well, we have an air-conditioned building for celebrities. Would you like to come sit there with the kids from the Brady Bunch?
And they said, come on out and join us, the Brady Bunch, and 14,000 of our closest friends.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Right. No, so, it's so much fun. People, by the way, it's at the DuPage County Fairgrounds in Wheaton from 3 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Right.
On
now
Saturday.
We're not going to be there. We're only going to be there from 8 until midnight.
8 to midnight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
8 to midnight. I should probably mark that down. 8 to midnight. So that's coming up on Saturday. This thing has become very, very popular.
Oh, it's huge.
Mm-hmm. And,
I mean, 14,000 people in an evening, that's a lot of feet.
We get, yes, it is. It's a lot of feet.
It would be 28,000 feet. Yeah.
I dropped out of college. So, a few years back when I was doing the weekend overnights, on Saturday nights, we would actually have people call in from there.
Right.
Like we'd have listeners and people call in walking around the flea market and all that stuff.
Now, we can call you at home if you'd like.
He'll be there.
I will probably be asleep because I'm going to see Pearl Jam tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
and it's supposed to rain all night, so I'll probably be waterlogged in bed by that point.
A couple of the cool things they're going to do. Which I don't know why I think this might be right up your alley. A lot of these events do car shows.
Yeah.
This is going to be a collectible hearse.
Yeah,
I saw that, and I saw that's part of it,
including horse-drawn hearses.
It's the Hardcore Hearse Club is going to be there, and it's Grim Ride Chicago and Midwest Hearse Society got together, and they've formed the Hardcore Hearse Club.
That's crazy.
And on top of that, there are some horror show hosts out there.
Yes.
One of our friends, Dedger Winter, is going to be out there.
Dedger Winter and Undead Johnny are both going to be there. Undead Johnny from the Weird Monster Show with the World of Weird Monster Show.
Oh,
so that's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, Susan Olsen, who played Cindy Brady. Mike Lookinland, who is going to join us at 3 o'clock, who played Bobby Brady on the Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And Naomi Grossman, who was on American Horror Story, Freak Show.
We only watched the first episode of that series, and I was so freaked out by
the clown?
I didn't realize this girl goes through such a transformation. She's adorable.
And she's a Northwestern graduate, I believe, right?
Yes. Yeah. She was at Flashback last year.
Was she?
She was at the Flashback convention a year ago.
Okay.
Along with John Carroll Lynch, who played the clown.
Yeah.
And you couldn't recognize her. I mean, the makeup job that they did on her and the effects that they used on her. And she's a really, really sweet person. You guys will have a fun time talking to her. She's great. So if you're an American Horror Story fan or a Brady Bunch fan or a Stephen Johnny fan, now you're going to be signing books. Let's talk about your book again.
Yes. Yeah.
We are a year into the book.
I know.
It was almost a year ago to the day that you guys joined me.
In fact, I'm not even sure we had books this time last year. We were just getting our very first copies.
I remember you only had a couple.
Yeah.
I got one.
That's
I was very happy to get one. I also, by the way, I weighed 40 pounds less than I do. I put on a lot of weight. But at that time, I quit drinking, and I did this whole thing, and I weighed 140 pounds.
In fact, that's the picture that's up on the Facebook page
I look like Skeletor in
that
picture.
No, you do not.
You look good.
No, thanks. Anyway, so the book, tell everybody about the book. It's out.
Yes, we've had a great year with the book. Yeah. It's been so much fun. It's taken us to all kinds of places.
In fact, last week when we were out in Grace Lake, we sold out of
the
book. So we have more copies. The book is called A Little More Less.
Yep.
And it's all about the relationship we were very fortunate to have with Les Paul, who is more than a guitar. He is an inventor. He's an incredible human being, and he joined us for many, many years. And we have pictures, behind-the-scenes photos and stories, and people that we introduced to Les, like Charlie Daniels, were nice enough to write some chapters in the book for us, too.
Muriel Anderson, Tommy Emmanuel, Doyle Dykes, a lot of great people. And it was interesting. We didn't realize it until last week when we were sitting out there in Gray's Lake that last weekend was the anniversary of Liz's passing.
Seven years.
7 years.
God, it's been 7 years.
I know. Yeah.
But, you know, I tell you, one of the things, and Johnny and I had this happen several times over the past couple months, and it's something I don't think we expected, but we've been touched every time we've heard this from people who have said, I knew Les Paul's name, I knew about the guitar, but after reading your book, I feel I know him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge compliment.
Well, the thing that's great about the book, having been a listener of you guys for ever.
I grew up listening to you.
Well, I did. I did.
And the conversation turns ugly very quickly.
And and by the way, I want to mention that you just recently celebrated your 50th year.
Yeah.
Yes.
In broadcasting.
Yep. Yes.
Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you.
You've got to remember, he had a car seat when he was broadcasting back then.
That's right.
He was a little.
You were in a stroller at one point.
May 23rd, 1966, I started at WJOB in Hammond.
All right. Wow. Okay. Well, listen, we have to break.
Okay.
Somewhere there's music, I'll paint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, I'll hide the moon. There is no moon above
All right.
us, far away too, till it comes true.
Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And that's Les Paul. And Steve and Johnny are here. It's always a thrill to have you guys back in.
Thank you.
You know I love you guys. And again, I'm just sitting in until you guys come back. So that's how. So, they're going to be at the DuPage County Fairgrounds at the All Night Flea Market, 8 p.m. to midnight tomorrow night.
Right.
Signing their book, A Little More or Less, and we're going to talk with Mike Lookaland, who played Bobby Brady in the Brady Bunch. After 3 o'clock, he's also going to be there, and lots of fun stuff to do. We can get into the details on that. But you get a year with the book now, and you guys have gone everywhere.
You've
met a lot of people. Signed a ton of books. It's been a great experience, right?
It's been wonderful.
You still have to take on Wisconsin, though. That's coming up in September. We're going to move up to Wisconsin and be at the Kenosha Museum, where they have a huge guitar exhibit.
And we've been invited up to Les Paul's House of Sound.
Right, and to Waukesha. So, the fun thing is, when we go out to do book signings, we end up chewing the fat with people who listened. You know, again, I jokingly said you grew up listening to us. How many people do we meet over the weekend that said, I literally did grow up listening to you? And that's a huge compliment that people go out of their way to, to see you.
We've talked about this on the air before. A lot of people, question why I'm on from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Well, they love you. Let me tell you, the people that came out to see us, they do.
I appreciate that, and I know, and I love my listeners.
Yes.
I really do. But I've been asked why I was offered 11 to 2 at one point.
Right.
I was offered 7 to 11 at one point,
right.
And I turned them both down, because this is the slot I love, and there's many reasons why, and you guys know this firsthand.
Yep.
We've talked about this before.
Right.
This is a very important and intimate time slot.
It is.
Where you connect with the listeners like no other time slot.
Absolutely.
During the day part.
It is amazing, and like you, we were given the opportunity to move to days, and we said, you know what? We're loving this thing where you do your own thing.
That's right.
And then if they come to you and say, why do you do it? Say, well, do you want me to call you at 3 o'clock? Well, no, just go ahead and do what you're doing.
Plus, at this time, you have the freedom to kind of stretch out.
Absolutely.
You
You don't have that freedom during the day.
Nope. You got to hit this element and hit that element. And I just like, if I'm having a nice conversation with someone and I want it to go longer, we go longer,
We had another surprising example of how people relate to this time slot. We were in a car dealership the other day. Having some work done on our car. Start talking with one of the salespeople. He finds out who we are. And he said, I used to listen to you guys. I'd be driving. I worked at Nelson Brothers. I'd be coming in at 2 and 3 in the morning.
And
he
starts
giving us descriptions of different shows and things.
Yeah.
And it gets imprinted.
But then there are those times when you meet people. And sometimes it's tough in public because I'm a very emotional person. And somebody reaches out and they hold your hand and they say, you were there for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Watch, I'm going to get emotional.
Yeah.
And they'll hold your hand and say, you were there for me while I sat with my husband, my mother, night long.
I got an amazing letter last week from someone who had a very personal story and went through a lot of terrible stuff and said that this show and that I helped him get through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if if you don't appreciate that, then there's something wrong.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like if you don't take the, if you don't take that very seriously.
Yes.
I don't know. It's just it's a you know, it's a big responsibility as far as I'm concerned.
And not only this time slot, but this radio station is so unlike any radio station on the planet.
We went through a little rough patch there a few years ago.
Oh boy, do people
there'll be a few chapters in the next book about that.
Don't they love to talk about that?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
2008 to 2010, everybody, in case you're wondering, the dark times.
And remember, Steve has all the memos.
You saved them?
He's got
I have more memos. I really do.
Oh, Nick.
Emails.
We have the Nick memos. Yes.
I have one memo that I kept, and it was the PD at that time destroying my show.
Yes.
Just like it was a three-page memo on how to fix my show.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was when you said the too many times. He was counting your thes.
Yeah. Well, let's not talk about that time. It makes me just nuts.
I know. We're going to purge.
But we're here now.
Yes.
And so DuPage County Fairgrounds, lots of other stuff coming up. And we have to break here for the news in a couple of seconds. But we want to let everybody know that you guys are going to be on Labor Day. Tell everybody what you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
We're going to be on from 9 to noon. And we're going to kick off the Labor Day celebration with a group that
we first heard on your show.
Mm-hmm. On your show, yeah. The Empty Pockets.
Empty Pockets.
Yeah, those guys are great.
We love them.
Yeah.
They're so good.
So the Empty Pockets are going to be in with you guys.
Yes, in the 11 o'clock hour. So 9 to noon. We're also going to have one of our regulars, and he's got a fan base too, Patrick Crispin, who is with us for 13 years on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Patrick, who is now a new daddy.
He's coming in to show us our grandbaby because Patrick adopted us a long time ago as his parents. So we got a grandbaby.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're going to have Patrick on the show.
And I told him, I don't want to be called grandpa, so I'm grand dude.
Grand dude. Yes. That'll work.
Works
and
for
you
me.
Got your first Father's Day gift
to
the grand dude, which was really cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So that's on Monday,
Labor Day.
The 5th of...
My birthday.
That's your birthday. The 5th of September is your birthday.
Johnny's going to be 21.
21, I know.
God bless you guys. That's what I love
about
radio.
And you still get carded, don't you? okay, cool. So that's on Monday the 5th on Labor Day.
Yeah.
Steve and Johnny from 9 a.m. to noon. So make sure you tune in for that. We got a lot more to talk about, guys. Hang on. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. And here till 5 a.m., Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And so there you go. And, you know, also I just want to mention a couple of guests that are coming up. We've got a jam-packed show. The regular features that we have on our Friday show will be coming up. Fly Jams Friday will start a little bit later. We've got You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies. That's all coming up. After 3 o'clock, Bobby Brady from the Brady Bunch, Mike Lookinland, is going to join us. And at 3:30, Tom McBride and Ron Neef, who are the creators of the annual Beloit College Mindset List, are going to join us to make us feel really,
really old.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's coming up later. But right now, two of my favorite people on the planet, Steve and Johnny, are here. Hi, guys.
The Gleesome Threesome, as a listener just called it.
The Gleesome Threesome.
Gleesome.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah. So, they are going to be at the DuPage County Fairgrounds as part of the all-night flea market tomorrow night, Saturday night, 8 p.m. to midnight, signing books and saying hi. And you can check it all out.
Kissing babies.
And kissing babies. Doing whatever you're going to do.
Whatever. Yeah.
So, and also, you guys are going to be, you mentioned that you're going to be up in Wisconsin.
Yes.
And in September, September 9th on a Friday, you're going to be up in Kenosha.
Yep.
Is that right?
Kenosha, at the museum in Kenosha, we were blown away by this huge guitar exhibit, which is a temporary exhibit, but they have handmade guitars. They have the history of the guitar. And of course, it being Wisconsin, they have a special tribute to Les there.
Yeah.
And they invited us to come up and do a book signing, which we thought was pretty awesome.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
And you guys, have you hit Wisconsin yet?
We've not done that.
No.
Okay.
So that's going to be on the night. That's a Friday night. And we're going to do that at 7 o'clock in the evening. And if you've not been to the Kenosha, Wisconsin, click on the link on our page, our events page. That's a beautiful facility, and what a great exhibit they put together.
Yeah. And if you want to check out our events, just go to steveandjohnny.com, and you'll see a link to our events page, and you can find out everything we're doing.
I was just talking with my great producer, Dan Sugar.
Shug.
Shug, yeah. We've never called him. Well, they
Well, there was Shug
Brogham
Knight.
Calls him Danny Shugs.
Yeah.
and you know, Fly Jams Friday, he's DJ Shagru.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he is.
Because his middle initial is J.
Of course. Yeah.
So he's DJ Shagru. But I was talking with him, and I asked him, you know, because he keeps up with you guys sometimes, and I was curious as to how often you guys are still doing the radio road tests.
Every month.
At least once a month, yeah.
Yeah, what are you driving now?
Actually, we just got back from Florida, so we're getting another car in this coming Thursday. It's going to be the Toyota Avalon Hybrid.
Hybrid, yes.
A hybrid car?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you feel about those?
I'm fine.
We love them, yeah.
In fact, there is something so cool. While we were down in Florida, we're doing a little consulting with one of the radio stations down there, WKCG, and one of the people who works for them is working on, he bought this old 70s pickup truck.
For $85.
$85?
Yep.
That he is turning into
it's going to be solar.
All kinds of solar panels on it.
It's going to be the only solar truck in the world.
And we're going to do a road test of it.
That's awesome.
Because it's going to be done by the time we get back down there in October. Yeah.
He's working with the college students in their science department on turning this truck into a solar truck.
That's
and we
amazing.
Saw it. And it's crazy.
That's amazing.
And he
wonderful
looked at us
technology.
Like, well, yeah, it'll work. We said, well, why hasn't anyone done it before now? And he said, because there probably isn't any money to be made by the time you actually equip it to be solar.
Yeah,
but you're in Florida. Why wouldn't you do solar?
Of course.
Florida?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's always a blast when I have Tom Appel on.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
You know,
he's
Tom's
the best.
A good friend of you guys.
And, we created Tom, the broadcaster, because Tom was a fan. You know, he's a radio geek. He collects old radios. And I remember the first time we had him on the radio, he called in to review a Paul McCartney concert.
Yeah.
And then many years later, our relationship with Consumer Guide developed into, well, don't we know a Tom Appel? It's the same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He knows his stuff.
Oh, he's great. Well, he's great. And you know, it's one of my favorite segments, and I haven't driven since the year 2000. Seriously.
You are kidding.
No. And it's one of my favorite segments that we do every month. And I've not been behind the wheel of a car since 2000.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. But I have so much fun talking to him, and I got a lot of years of driving under my belt, you know.
And you like cars.
And not only that, I love, you know, he's so knowledgeable, and he helps out the listeners.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Any of the questions that come in about cars, that guy,
absolutely.
Boom, he's right on top of it.
Well, Tracy Butler's listening right now.
Tracy Butler.
Tracy will tell you, the cars that I've driven, the last three or four cars were thanks to Tom Appel being on the radio. Because you'd call him and say, Tom, what should I do?
I know, he's the best. Yeah. He's the best.
Well, last week, while our car was being worked on, we had a chance to drive the 2017 Cadillac XT5. Which is?
I think Tom talked about that one
on
the show.
It's a great
is it?
Vehicle.
Yeah, he did talk about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's like the Cadillac SRX with anything you didn't like about it taken care of and improvements, and you're driving along. And it, are you going to say about the seat thing?
Oh, my gosh!
What happened?
You know, you want to put it in reverse for a good time, because when you put the car in reverse, your whole body vibrates. It's like,
what it does.
I'm sorry. Put it in reverse for a good time. We have a segment called Straight Out of Context.
Oh,
I believe you may have made that for next week, because this week's.
As I did many times.
If you're in a grocery store parking lot,
yes.
You're pulling out of the space. You put it in reverse.
Hello.
Somebody walks behind the vehicle. Your seat goes...
Yes.
That's a little jarring right there.
Yeah.
I know. So then you put it in reverse again and go.
See, I got a feeling Johnny would be driving in reverse for a couple of hours.
I was in the Walmart parking lot.
Doing circles.
There's a crazy lady.
That's awesome. And then your radio road test, people can also check that stuff out at StephenJohnny.com.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Email us from that site, too.
The piece that we played when we came out of the break by Les.
That was Hold That Tiger. And it's an example of Les doing multi-tracking and all kinds of fast stuff. But a lot of people didn't realize what a good guitar player Les was. It wasn't just about the multi-tracking and the high speed and all kinds of things. How High the Moon was a number one hit for Les and Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has heard How High the Moon, the hit version, mm-hmm. and we played that a little earlier. But we just stumbled on something that, for whatever reason, you can't get it on YouTube, you can't get it on a lot of places. We found it on Facebook, and I thought you might enjoy this. This goes back to the early 50s. Now, this is Les Paul, Mary Ford playing rhythm guitar, Les's brother-in-law playing stand-up bass, and it's How High the Moon, but Mary is not singing. And to put this in context, this is the early 50s, pre-Chuck Berry, pre-Bill Haley, pre-Elvis Presley, and listen to how Les Paul live is defining what you're going to do with rock and roll guitar.
Les Paul and Mary Ford, and let's really give out to them.
Dubbing, no nothing there. I mean, that's the real deal.
Yeah.
And
do you know, what the good Lord?
And when you put it in the perspective of, can you imagine watching the Ed Sullivan Show and who's popular then? The Andrews Sisters and Bing Crosby, and all of a sudden this guy comes out smoking the guitar. Well, I mean,
and the guitar he was playing was an old Epiphone that Les had hot rotted. It's got a solid piece of wood running through it. He took the Epiphone wings, put it on the side of the guitar. He had just signed the contract with Gibson, so they made him put a Gibson decal on the top of it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is all
But it looks weird. It looks like a Frankenstein.
It's I mean, you listen to that, and it's like, oh, was this Eddie Van Halen?
I
mean, it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's like it's like a lead from a Metallica song.
Yeah.
It's like with the speed and precision with which he's playing.
Exactly.
Well, you have to watch the video.
That's why I wanted you to hear that.
Because
Mary doesn't get the credit that she deserves, because that woman wearing a ball gown.
Oh, she's playing serious rhythm guitar,
and she's keeping up with him with rhythm guitar, wearing a strapless ball gown.
Of course, you know? Of course, yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that piece in. That's awesome.
Yeah,
hard to find though. I mean, like you guys had to search around for that.
The only place we could find it is on Facebook. And what is the site?
You would
love this site.
The Heppest of Hep videos.
Oh wow!
Yes.
It has stuff from old rock and roll, old TV shows, old
movies. Heppest of Hep.
Heppest of Hep on Facebook. It is a great site.
I'm going to check it out. We've got some texts coming in from the listeners.
Of course we do.
815 area code says, "When I heard the theme, I thought I must be hearing things." 262 says, "How nice to hear both of you and your theme songs back to back. Welcome, Steve and Johnny." Oh, it was both of our theme songs. 262 area code says, "It's always good to hear Bob Young. We miss him."
Yes,
yeah. Sing it.
708 area code. Thank God for Steve and Johnny. Probably a regular listener of my show.
We'd like to thank Johnny's dad for
that's right.
Texting that
no, out. Actually, my dad is a bigger fan of Nick's than he ever was of Oz. Because he'll
right.
go, yeah, well, I want to see this movie because Nick says. I go, wait a minute. I said, and he looks at me like, so, who are you?
630, I love that theme. It always makes me feel so good. 205 area code says, tell Steve and Johnny that I'm on my way to Destin.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Destin, Florida, sure.
Yeah. Down the road.
That's a hop, skip, and a jump for
from
us
you guys?
In Panama City Beach.
They're on their way.
Wonderful area.
414 area code says that as a truck driver who drives back and forth between Milwaukee and Chicago every day, Steve and Johnny were a huge part of my life for so many years, I can't tell you how wonderful it is to hear them again.
Well, nice.
Thank you.
And then Kelly says, I'm so happy to stumble upon to have stumbled upon WGN in high school. Steve and Johnny led me to listening to Nick D and Gary Lee, and the rest is history.
Cool.
Nice.
25 years strong, GN still going.
Wow.
Cool. There you go.
You know, it was that 5-month period that started in August when you and Gary
filled in for Steve. Jumped in here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did. Boy, yeah, we were on for a while. How long were you on?
Five months.
God, it was 5 months.
So you did the radio 5 days a week and came back and did your gig on the weekend.
Yeah.
So you had
I was on six nights a week, overnights a week, five of which with Gary. While you were out.
You were the bionic radio guy.
Well, for a while I was, that's why Orion called me the Iron Man.
Right. Yeah.
Because there were times when I'd be like, I'd fill in for this person and then sleep on a couch here and then fill in for Dean the next morning and then,
That's why we always had a couch. You know, when the station moved here from Bradley Place, I remember we sat down with management, and they said, "Well, how do you want your office?" And I said, "My office better have a couch. That's all I want."
Sink and desks.
At one point, John Williams' office had a hide-a-bed couch.
Ooh.
So I used that office when I would stay, and I would just go crashing.
We would sleep together on our couch, literally one time I had to go to the emergency room because I slept.
Did you drive in reverse too much? Is that what happened?
Speaking of straight out of context.
Uh-oh, what happened now?
Sleeping next to Steve on this little couch. You know how little that sofa is?
Yep.
With my arm over my head so we could fit on the bed. I couldn't get my arm down.
She had a frozen shoulder.
I had to give me a steroid shot to get my arm down. Do you know how ridiculous that is, walking out of the building but it hurts and tears are streaming down my face.
They thought I was walking in with the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Well, when we got to the emergency room, how did you do this? Well, we were sleeping on a couch together.
Yeah. No, we don't want the
enough.
We'll fix it.
All right. You guys hang on, okay? Steve and Johnny are here, and if you want to check out all their events, stevenjohnny.com. We have a link on our Facebook page. And again, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. to midnight, they will be at the all-night flea market in DuPage County Fairground in Wheaton. We'll hear more about that with our guest after 3 o'clock, Mike Lookinland, Bobby Brady from the Brady Bunch. And more with Steve and Johnny coming up. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio here till 5 a.m. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. That was Les Paul, and we are here with Steve and Johnny live in studio. Little More Less is still available, and everybody can get it anywhere.
It is.
Yes, it is available at wgnradio.com/LesPaulBook. Go there. You can order through the site, or you can go to 312-222-5073. If you forget all that, if you're driving and you can't write it down, my favorite story was the guy that says, "I would always blow on my window and then write on the window with my finger and then get
true
home."
True story.
That's good.
I love that.
That's good.
That could be straight out of context, too. But we're going to be signing the book Saturday night, so you can buy it from us at the Wheaton, Illinois All-Night Flea Market. From 8 to midnight, we'll be there.
Right. And that's coming up soon. And again, on Labor Day, I want to make sure we get that in there again.
Yes.
You guys will be filling in here at WGN.
Yes.
From 9 till noon, we'll be filling in for Steve Cochran and Bill and Wendy. And in studio, we're going to have the Empty Pockets performing live.
And if you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard them on this show before.
Mm-hmm.
They're terrific.
That's where we heard them.
So that'll be Labor Day, the 5th of September from 9 to noon. Now, we also want to mention, for people who are regular listeners to the show, to my show, and who are friends of mine on my regular Facebook page, know that I have this tiny obsession with the Johnny Carson reruns.
Yeah.
I watch them every morning. Mm-hmm. I post about them. Yeah. You know, I take pictures.
You analyze the guests.
Yes, I take screenshots.
I love your fashion analysis.
Oh,
that's the best.
The early 70s episodes with the set and the curtains and the suits.
And the polyester.
Fantastic.
What was it? Burt Reynolds?
He was hot.
Burt Reynolds had the brown leather pants.
Yes.
That was the episode where they got the whipped cream out and started shooting it down their pants.
Yeah.
It was DeLuise threw eggs at everybody. Fantastic. So I adore the Carson reruns, and as I was looking through my DVR, because I like to see who the upcoming guests are.
Uh-huh.
I'm such a dork.
Uh-huh.
I like to see who the upcoming guests are. I noticed that next week, on the 24th, which would be, I believe, Wednesday, Fran Tate's going to be on. And
unreal.
Tell everybody who Fran Tate is if they might not know.
Well, she's one of the people that when we do a show or go out to an appearance, people say, "So what's the latest with Fran Tate?" Because she was a regular on our show for 20 years.
Yep.
An amazing woman, and the only guest that Carson ever had on that resulted in him canceling all the rest of his
guests.
Bumped
everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, Amy Irving and David Steinberg, who were very big back then. She was his wacky guest, and he fell in love with her. Fran was a regular on our show, and that happened because we were whining about it was cold in Chicago before the internet days. So where do we think is the coldest place in the United States? Somebody called and said it has to be Barrow, Alaska, which is the top of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think at that time we went Barrow where? And we were spelling it B-A-R-R-E-L, but it's R-R-O-W. And finally, we looked it up, and we called the police department, and they said, well, if you want to talk to somebody, you need to talk to Fran. She's working tonight at her restaurant, Pepe's North of the Border. White tablecloth restaurant up there in this godforsaken land, which is just crazy.
Fran had gone up to Alaska to work as an engineer on the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
When she got to Barrow, she found they didn't have a good restaurant. She started a good restaurant. They didn't have a sewage disposal.
She started there.
She started that.
Elephant pot sewage. They didn't have running water. So she started a water filtration plant and delivered water to the natives, the Inupiats, houses. So she put it in them and took it out of them, as she liked to say.
She was so much fun, we wound up calling her on a regular basis. Our listeners fell in love with her.
Yeah.
They wound up sending her gifts. Fran can never take anything from anyone. She called us and she said, I want to give something back to your listeners. She said, what's your favorite charity? We said, Children's Memorial Hospital. She flew down at her own expense, dressed up as the Easter Bunny.
Wearing a full-body fur suit.
And distributed gifts, toys, that she had, again, brought at her own expense to the kids at Children's Memorial Hospital. This is an amazing woman.
This was before the HIPAA rules. She would go from room to room wearing this fur suit and this big papier-mâché head. I know this sounds crazy, but she would carry that head on the plane with her so that it was safe and have the not cheap toys. I mean, $4 and $5 stuffed animals, hundreds of them. We would pull the wagon behind her with these toys so she could go into these children. And that was her way of thanking Chicago for embracing her, for loving
her.
And
I may have told you this, but one of those moments that I will never forget. Fran as the Easter Bunny hopping around Children's Memorial Hospital. And then there is this one little Hispanic child who's kind of over in the corner by herself. Fran sees this, goes over, and the Easter Bunny starts talking in Spanish to this child. Mm. And you should have seen the look on
her. I bet.
Oh,
amazing woman.
She's a hoot and a half. And the story goes, I can't wait to see the episode because we've never actually seen it. She used to tell the story all the time because she had the check that the Carson Show sent her framed. She said, they brought me down from Barrow, Alaska for $127. That was it. But she did get put nice hotel.
Apparently, the producer of the Carson Show had seen a story about her in the Wall Street Journal.
Front page of the Journal.
That's why he decided to get her out. So she brings down this
gift. Yeah, the gift for Carson you will
love. Okay, okay.
And that's what kept her on.
And when he finds out what the gift was,
that's when he knew he found a kindred spirit.
Okay,
yes.
Awesome. But this is Wednesday night.
Wednesday morning.
9 o'clock. Wednesday night, 9 o'clock on Antenna TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, great.
I watch him in the morning. I DVR him and I watch him in the morning.
Oh, you got me all confused.
No, I'm sorry. It's not. Here's what it is. Yes. It's 9 o'clock on weeknights. On Saturday and Sunday, they do the 90-minute 70s episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. It's 10 o'clock on weeknights and 9 o'clock on weekends.
Okay, now I'm confused.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. 10 o'clock Wednesday
we'll
night,
have a link.
Repeated at 1 a.m. So it'll be Wednesday night, 10 p.m. on Antenna TV, followed with a repeat at 1 a.m.
Okay, quick movie story that ties in with this. After she was on that show, a hotshot movie producer called and said, I want to option your life for a movie. Wrote her a huge check. She said, fine, come on up to Barrow. Within the month, Northern Exposure came out. And he said, I don't think we can handle all that Alaska stuff going on.
But this was Columbia Studios, so for a good 15 years that we know of,
she was
getting a residual check from Columbia to put her story
on. Wow.
When you see her, the producer said, we want Dolly Parton to play you. So you you can appreciate this.
All right.
Followed by, a few years later, Shirley MacLaine.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I love this behind-the-scenes stuff. Wednesday night, 10 o'clock on Antenna TV.
It's our friend.
With a repeat at 1 a.m., Fran Tate,
cool.
A great friend of the show. I want to mention very quickly what you guys are doing on Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
Tell everybody.
Yeah,
you mentioned Muriel Anderson as part of your book.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to be hosting Muriel Anderson's 25th annual After Thanksgiving concert at Downers Grove North High School. And this year, Muriel is going to have a special guest, guitarist Pat Donahoe, who is just an extraordinary
guitarist. He's a Grammy-winning guitarist, and we've never seen him before, and it's just going to be perfect. And we did a sold-out concert there last year.
Yeah.
She went there to school.
I remember we talked about it last
year.
They
bring her back, and it's just a wonderful time. And there's an intermission. You go outside to the lobby, and her folks have made these Norwegian pastries and cider, and you hang out there. And
so that's going to be on Saturday, the 26th of November. Then the very next day, the 27th, Sunday, we're going to be out with the artists and actors and directors and gamers and everybody else at the Chicago Pop Culture Con at the Pheasant Run Resort Mega Center.
Yeah. Maybe you can come out to that one.
Yeah.
That's
the Chicago Pop Culture Con. Mm-hmm. And that's all the weekend of Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving. So that's a nice long weekend. People are off work. They should come out and check it out. So that's coming up. And then you guys also have another book signing, and this one is in March.
But also, I think, and don't worry about that yet, because I think if they check our event schedule, we know of at least five other events that are probably going to be jumping in there between now and the end of the year.
All right.
Yeah.
Great.
So, and for people who say, oh, you snowbirds, we're not snowbirds. We spend the winter in Chicago because we're wacky like that.
I know.
And then we go to Florida spring and fall.
I remember when we got nailed with the polar vortex a couple of years back, and I was like, boy, thank God you guys were in Florida. And you're like,
no.
We were here.
We were shoveling the papers.
We don't want our pipes to freeze.
I understand.
I hate it when your pipes freeze.
Hello. Straight out of context, everybody.
But
all you got to do is put the car in reverse and they'll unfreeze immediately.
Good time. Or call me.
Exactly. All right, Steve, Johnny, you guys, I love you.
Thank you.
Always a blast to have you on. Everybody go out to the all-night flea market tomorrow night, 8 p.m. to midnight, Saturday night. It's in DuPage County Fairground. And get your book signed and say hi to Steve and Johnny. Always a blast having
you
guys.
Thanks, Nick.
We'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up next here on WGN.